Now, Hefreshiklet, let's say somebody, Reuven, a private person, was mafras a machsa shekel. He set it aside, this is the money I'm going to give to the machsa shekel. The yovat, and it got lost in his own property. What's the locha? Reb Yechonen Omar Chayev Bach Yusei. This person is chayev to give another machsa shekel. Achim Asrena Legizber. Up until you didn't give it to the gizber yet, it's still in your rishus, and you're chayev Bach Yusin. You have to give another one. Reb Shimon Ben Lokesh Shemer, Hegdish Rishus Hagvoya V'chol Mokem Shu. The klal, like, as soon as you makdish it, you say this money is for the machsa shekel, so you always say the klal is called heichad isa, b'reshusad hegdish isa. Like, hegdish is all over the place. So as soon as you makdish it, right away it's considered like it's in hegdish's reshus, and it got to the gizber ready. So the got lost later, it's tough on the gizber, and you're potter. That's not the shlokish. So to refer to Korban Eda, chayim bach yusin, afilu liyacha shenitmura truma, achi mesrenu legizber, that's not Rabbi Yechonon. Up until it didn't get to the gizba yet, you have to pay another one. Hegdish b'shus gevoya b'chomokim shu, v'yafilu kodim shnit reporter. The shloker says no. As soon as you're makdish, the machsa shekel, right away it's considered like it reached the gizba's reshus, and if it got lost then, it's lost from the gizba, not from you. So the Gemara, mas nisan pligi arashuvim ben lokish. Our Mishnah argues on arashuvim ben lokish, because our Mishnah says, nishvoy lo b'nei'ir. What was the case of our Mishnah? Clearly, that the whole city gave the machsa shekel ready. The mamash mafreshit, they gave it, and they gave it to a shliach to bring it up to Yerushalayim. And if the shliach lost it on the way, we say if he lost it before they took off the truma on Rosh Chodesh Nisan in the Beis Hamikdash, so the bnei'ir has to give another machsa shekel. So we see l'chur, what is still a chayi b'chrusan, not like Rosh Lakish. Rosh Lakish says, as soon as you're marked the shit and say this should be for the machsa shekel, right away it's considered like it's in the gizbe reshus. And our Mishnah says clearly not like that. Our Mishnah says that if the shliach, it was lost by the shliach, the shliach swears to the bnei'ir, he was an honest, he's potter, but the whole bnei'ir has to give another machsa shekel. So we see it's still chayi b'chrusan. V'lo yoid v'aitam mishum shruas takonim. The court, some say it's like a terrace. Omishanim the first learns, Loyoid hi mishum shruas ha-takonah. Means, avzu min ha-takonah. Rosh Lakish will answer you, this is also part of the takonah to Rabbonin. Really, when you mark to something right away, it's still like it's negdis reshus, and you should be potter. There's a takonah to Rabbonin here, in this case of a shliach, to say that you're chayit. But only by a shliach. Why by a shliach, he says? Avzu min ha-takonah. There's a new takon. If you sent your machsa shekel with a shliach, then the rabbanon said, if that money is going to get lost, you're going to have to pay another one. You know why they said that? Because they don't want you to send it with a shliach. Mitzvah bo yosim begufa. It's a bigger mitzvah if you do it yourself than sending with a shliach. So they want you yourself to take the machsa shekel to the Beis Hamikdash. Now, Rosh Lakish says, if you take the old machsa shekel, let's say it got lost on the way, and it climbed, then you potter. Because when you make the machsa shekel right away, you're making it hegdish, kol heichod isa, b'shusad hegdish isa. It belongs to hegdish right away. It's only a takonah now Mishnah, that if you don't bring it yourself, you give it to a shliach, since you'd be mezal from the mitzvah, giving it to a shliach to do, here the Rabbanah made a takonah. That lo you see that money gets lost, you're going to have to give another one. Then it's only mid Rabbanah, not mid Raisa. Tony, Horishoinim Neuflin Letaklin Charatin. Now, we're talking about a case where the money got lost, the machsa shekel, on the way up, and the din is the bnei yir has to bring another one. Now, they bring a second machsa shekel, and then we find the first one. Either the ganav returned it, or else when it was lost, the ship that got sunk, the ship came up again. And they found the machsa shekel now. So the kitzur now, you have two machsa shekel from this city. What do we do with both of them? What do we do with either one of them? So Tony, one writer says like this: Horishonim, the first machsa shekel. We don't know which one, what's called the first one. We'll soon see what's the first one. Whatever's called the first one, Neuflen Letaktin Charatin. That's the one that goes into the new sheforis for this coming year. That's the one you pay for the machsa shekel for this coming year's machsa shekel. The Hashniyim, the second one, is Neuflen Letaktin Atikin. Goes into last year's sheforis, which is not brought for kabbonis anymore, but is used for other things. It's not used for kabbonis. Because now, after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to buy the kabbonis from the new money. So the first machsa shekel they set aside, that goes into the new sheforis, that you can use for the regular machsa shekel for the coming year's kabbonis. Mashenkin, the second machsa shekel, that goes into the old shefor from last year's, that they do other things with it. Yeah. Now, Eloheinu Rishonim, V'Eloheinu Ashniyim,
Now, which one here is called the first machza shekel, and which one is called the second one? Again, the city first collected one set and sent it with the shliach. Then it got lost, it got stolen. So then they sent a second set up. And after the second set reached there, then they found the first set, and they sent back the first set. So what's called now the first and second one? Is Rabbi Pinchas, Bei Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Abba, Mori, Samachloikis. Chadoma, one says, Elu Shasholchu Bnei Yertchila. Hey, it's the first set that was sent by the Shliach, even though that set got lost. And they brought up a second set. And now the later first set brought the first set, but that first set, since that was set aside first, that's called the Machza Shekel. That one goes for the Taklin Charatin for this year's Machza Shekel. For Charon Omar, that Losha means, like it says, V'iduchama, the other one says, Elo Shegiel Liyodin Gizborim Tchila. No, the second tier, since that's the one that reaches the Gizba first, because the first set got lost, got stolen. Then they collected another set of Machza Shekel and sent it up to the Gizba. So the second set that reached the Gizba first, that's called the first Machza Shekel, and that's the one that goes into the Taklin Chadatin, goes into the new Sheforis for this year's Kabonis. And then when they find, then when they have the second one, that goes for the old Sheforis, which they use for the other things. So the Bethlehem Gabbai is to use it for. We'll see later on what it's for. So the Mishnah. If you give your shekel, your machza shekel to your chaver, again, you can't go to the Beis Hamikdash. So ask your friend, he's going to the Beis Hamikdash anyway. Do me a favor. Here's my machza shekel. Deposit it in the shofaris there for me. You know what your friend did? He took your money and used it for himself. He gave your machza shekel for his own sake. That's what he did. So depends. If the Bezdin takes the truma, takes out the money from this lishka to buy the animals, as soon as they take the money to buy the animals with it, right away you're moil. So he learns the Korban Edom. Al yoda means bishviloi. I told my friend, take my master shekel and pay for me. And he took my money and used it for himself. So it depends. In nitmu hatruma means koydem sheshokal b'shvil atzmai. If before he took the money for himself, they made the truma. So then we say mual. Why? Dimiyad shenitmur hatruma alostid ligvois. Hoyezeh hashekel shenosan lechaveroi lishkel olav b'rishus hegdish. That as soon as the bezdin takes the truma on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we're going now when they take the truma, so you have in mind everybody that has in mind to bring the machza shekel also. So as soon as they take their truma, it's considered like this Reuven. He gave his master shekel to his friend to take up. So since Reuven gave the master shekel, it's considered like that master shekel already reached the Gizber. So the Gizber now has Reuven's master shekel. So it's Bishus Hegdish. Now, when the friend takes Reuven's master shekel and gives it for himself, Nenem in Hegdish. He is having the enjoyment now from Hegdish. And it's called Hegdish because the Gizber already received it like. Since they took the truma, we're going now at the last Mishnah that your Torah now lost the ligvois. Anybody that eventually will give the master shekel has said like the gizba received it right now. So the kitzah, the gizba received Reuven's shekel already. Now when the friend is using Reuven's shekel, he's having anor from it. Therefore he's moil. He has over this the mila. The Gemara Mefarash Mainim. The Gemara will explain what anor does he have. Like what enjoyment does he have? The kasher is of doing a mitzvah, we have the klal, mitzvah slav lehenes nitna. You're not having anor from the mitzvah alone. So Gemara comes out, he popped you from a mashkin. That the pshat is, here this friend now, if he wouldn't have given Reuven shekel, so of course he didn't give any shekel at all. So the bezin would go down to his house now and take away a mashkin from him. Because you used your friend's shekel in your name, bezin won't come down to your house, take away your mashkin. So that's called you having hanor, like Mishnarshi. You're keeping the mashkin in your house, so that's called you having hanor. So you're having hanor because of Hegdish, that's the Issa Mila, you have to bring a Korban Mila. What about HaShoikel Shikloi Mina Hegdish? You have Hegdish in your Rishus, and you forgot it was Hegdish, and you took this money that's Hegdish, and you gave it for your own Machza Shekel. That's what you did. Is the first source of Shoikel Shikloi Mina Hegdish. Shoyel B'yodai Moye Shukti Shulu Bede Gabayis. You had money in your house, that you were magdish for Bet Gabayis. He said, this money now, these shkolim, should be in the Bet Gabayis. Uksav eshein shachulim. And now you made a mistake, and you thought this shekel is chulim dik shekel. V'shokol meyem shikloi.
And from this money now you took a machzah shekel to give for your mitzvah machzah shekel. So Mishnah says, V'nitrimo ha-truma. And the Bezna already made the truma. They already took out a bucket full of the money of the machzah shekel. V'korva ha-behema. And the Bezna already bought the animals and they were makriv the animal. Is alocha mol. Once they're makriv the animal, they buy the animal, then we say you're over the yisamila. In other words, you now are having enjoyment from the hegdish. So the mafarish kram neda, v'nitrimo truma, v'korna behema b'yaisa truma. Now the bezdin went and already bought an animal from the truma, from the machzah shekel, v'ekrivu, and they also were makriv the animal. Oz neschayev ha-shekel kovimila. Then we say this person that used hegdish's money to pater himself from his own machzah shekel, now it's called like he's having hanor from it, and he's over the yisamila. Avaloi koidim, but not before the bezdin bought the animals and shechted used the animals. Why not? Usually the yisam mila is you take hegdish's money and you take it out lechulin. You use it for your own purpose. So there's a shina rishus. You're taking it out from hegdish's rishus into your rishus. You're over in yisam mila. Aval hamoitzi may hegdish lehegdish. But here you're taking true hegdish's money. You have this money that you will makdish lebedik abayis. And what are you doing with it now? You're not using it for your own purpose. You're vaitei giving it to hegdish for the machzah shekel. So just the fact you gave it to the machzah shekel would not give you an isamila, because you weren't mitzi mirishus hegdish l'rishus chulin. You were mitzi mirishus hegdish l'hegdish. So therefore, there's no isamila. Afal pishenene, even though you had a nor now that the bezdin won't take away your mashkin from you, you had a nor, but still there's no isamila. Is a nemoyel ela achash yosu maisa behegdish hasheni. You're only over the isamila until they do a maisa with the hegdish hasheni. That means later, when the gizbar takes the machzah shekel and buys a korban with it, then he's taking the money and gives it to a private person to buy his animal. So when the money goes to the private person, it's called the money's going out lechulin. So that's the case that because of you, this money that originally that belonged to the bedek abayis, you're causing it now to go out lechulin. So when they buy the animal later, that's when you're over the yisamila. But not before then. Because just the fact you gave Hegdish's money to the gizbar from Achta Shekel, there's no hoitzah from one rishus to another rishus. He gave it from one pocket of Hegdish to another pocket of Hegdish. It's only later when Hegdish uses the money and buys an animal with it, they buy the animal from a regular farmer, so then when they give the money to him, then the money goes out to Lechulin. That's considered you caused that your original money for the Bedek Abayis later is going out to Lechulin. So when it goes out to Lechulin later, that's when you're over the Yisamila. Well, Maiseh Sheni or Medmei Shvius. Let's say somebody has in his house Moyes Maiseh Sheni. In other words, you had a lot of papers growing, and it was too heavy to carry through Shlayim, so you poured it on money. And you had this money in your house. And by mistake now, you took this money and made it into the Machzah Shekel. Or else, Medmei Shvius. You have the Paris of Kedusha Shvius, and you bought something with it, so the money also is Nitzfas with a Kedusha Shvius. And with this money now, Kedusha Shvius, you gave it to the Gizbah for the Machzah Shekel. The halacha is yoichal kinegdim. You have to like be poydah the money that you gave for the machzah shekel. What does that mean? Yoich kinegdim. The Gemara for us. The Gemara will explain. In other words, you have to be poydah it. You have to like take another money and say wherever the maaseh sheni is, you want the maaseh sheni to be poydah on this money now. So you could take off the kedusha maaseh sheni from the money that you gave to the gizbar for the machzah shekel and put the kedusha of that maaseh sheni on the money you have right now. So now this money you have to act like maaseh sheni and eat this money in Yerushalayim. Who are then by shvius. You could also be paid the kedusha shvius. So even though the money you gave to the gizbar has kedusha shvius on it, take another coin, the same size as that coin now, and say wherever that coin that has kedusha shvius is, you want it to be chal of this coin now. So this coin now has the kedusha shvius. And Yoichel Kinegdim means use this coin with the Kedusha Shvius. In other words, you have to take off the Kedusha Maaseh Sheni and the Kedusha Shvius that you put on, that's on that coin that you gave for the Machzah Shekel.
Yeah, so the Gemara says, Ha Shekel, Anan Teninon, we learned, Im Korvo Ha Behema. If the Behema was Korv, that's what it says in our Sefer. It says in the Sefer, the Mishnah, that if you have money in your house that's Hegdish, and you give it to the Gizbo L'Shem Machzah HaShekel, so the Mishnah says, your moel when they take the truma and they buy the korban. When they buy the korban with it, then your moel. That's what it says in the Sefer of our Mishnah. So Gemara says, v'tani devei rebi im nitrumo ha-truma. If they already took the truma off it. So the korban eda learns like this. He says, anan tenin, we learned, v'reshet demastisin im nitrumo ha-truma.
The Reish of the first case, the Mishnah only says that if your friend uses your shekel to give, he's moel when, as long as Beis Din made the truma. V'tona devei Rebbe tona af bereisha v'korva behema. Now, tona devei Rebbe is even in the reisha, he's only over the yisamila if they buy a korban with it. So he learns v'lei pligi. There's no machlokes. T'tana didan somech haseifa shilafarvas bo milashneim. That's where the korbanator learns that we are now Mishnah. Both cases, you're only over the yisamila when they take the truma, the Beis Din, and they go and buy the korban. When they buy the korban, that's considered they're taking your money and be moitzit lechulin. Since they're being moitzit lechulin, therefore you're over the yisamila. Because just the fact you're using your money and give it to Hegdish, from one Hegdish to another Hegdish, there's no yisamila. Only if it's being moitzit lechulin, then there's an issa of Hegdish, of mila. Yeah, now you skip the brackets. The Mor says, man tano im nitrimu hatruma. If there is a brisa that says, not like we just said, that is an issa mila, just when Beis Din takes off the truma, even before they buy the animal, even before they use the money, right away you're over the yisamila. Who holds like this? So the Gemara says, Reb Shimon. This goes according to Reb Shimon. The Yomer Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, Miyad hoyim makabu moisov to a kahanim zrizin hein. Now, really, this is a Mishnah later on. That's a question there. When Beis Din, let's say, the Gizba buys a food or a substance for the Beis Hamikdash, they buy, let's say, flour or they buy oil. When does the Beis Din pay the farmer when he gives the flour or the oil to the Beis Hamikdash? So one Man D'Yama says there, we don't pay them till after, like, we used it. We make sure there's no hefsid, then we pay you. Reb Shimon says no. As soon as we take the food from you, right away we pay you. We're not afraid maybe the food will get ruined by Hegdish. And that's Reb Shimon's Torah that says, Miyad hoyim makabel moisov, he would receive his money right away. And we're not afraid anything would get ruined, the food, with something would happen to it. Why? Because for Kahanim's reason, him, the Kahanim are Zoras, they take care of it. Therefore, here also, as soon as Beis Din takes the Truma, means takes out the new money from the Lishka to use it to buy the animals, so even before they bring the Korban, as soon as they get the animal from the farmer, right away Beis Din gives them the money. So therefore, there's an Issamila right away, even before the Hakrav or the Korban, because right away Beis Din gives the money to the farmer. Whatever it is, you have to pay them right away. And we're not afraid to get lost by Hegdish, get ruined. Why? Because for Kahanim's reason, Hain. So, who was in here also in this Braisa? Now what? You had money Hegdish here, and you gave it for the Machsa Shekel. So say now, when is it considered like it was Mual? Not by giving it from Machsa Shekel, because that's considered the giving from one Rishus Hegdish to another Rishus Hegdish. It's only when Hegdish takes the money and buys animals with it. When they buy animals, they're giving the money to the chulin, to a hedjit. That's called yetzim rishus. So our Mishnah says, when do they pay for it? They pay for the animals after the Beis Din use the animals, use it for korban, the amak of the animal. That's when the gizbar now pays the farmer for the animals. So after that korbas a korban, now the money goes out the chulin. That's what our Mishnah says. So Braisa that says no, right away, as soon as they take out the truma, as soon as they take away the money, doesn't mean as soon as they take out the money, but now what do they do with the money? They have to go buy animals. How do they buy animals? But Shimon says as soon as the farmer gives you the animal, right away you pay him up. So you don't have to wait until Beis Din actually uses it for korban, and then they pay up, then the money goes out to chulin, even before the makir of the animal. But as soon as they buy the animals, right away Beis Din pays. So when Beis Din takes this money, the Machsa Shekel, and gives it to the farmer, so Beis Din now is being moitzi this money lechulin, and really, there's no din, because it's not only Machsa Shekel, really this money has Kedushas Beis Din on it, because you were first Machsa Shekel Beis Din. So you're causing now that this money should be moitzi lechulin, that's why you're moal. So our Mishnah says, Yoni moal, when the Beis Din buys the korban, and vayt is korov the behema, they actually make that korovah. That goes according to Tanakhama later, that Beis Din never pays for the products until they use it up. Mashenka, the bride here that says no, the mila is right away, as soon as you buy the animal, that goes according to Reb Shimon. That holds, you pay up right away. We're not afraid they won't use the animal will get ruined, because it's the klaliyus kahanim as reason. Like the commentator says, miyad ho mekabel moisav. Reb Shimon polak odet nan hosim. Hamaspik. If somebody says, I'll pay for the oil, I'll supply the oil or the flour, einu mekabel es moisav achiyei hamizbeach meratzav. Tanakama says you don't get paid for your stuff until after it was brought on the mizbeach.
Reb Shimon Saba, no. As soon as you give the flour with the shemen, you get paid right away. We're not afraid. Maybe something would happen. But the Shekhanim's reasoning. Kanam, watch carefully what they're doing. Hare, we see, Shafilu loy korva behema. Even before they actually brought the animal for a korban, Ela Shekhanu oisam kvar, Yotza mois tachulun amoil. As soon as Bezdin takes out the money from the truma, right away when they buy the animals, they give the money right away to the farmer. So right away that money is called Yotza lachulun, and there'll be a mila right away. And now Mishnah that says no, the milu is only chal after you use the korban, goes according to Tanakhama later. That Bezdin does not pay them yet until first they use the animal, they saw no psulim happen, then they use the money. So that's when it's yos lechulin, that's when you're over the yisamil according to our Mishnah. Yeah. So the Mishnah now, Avakasha, I have a kasha now. Ilu ha-goynev oilosei, shol chaver, Avakasha now Mishnah. What does the ratio of the Mishnah say? That if I give my shekel to my friend to bring to the Beis HaMikdash, so when my friend uses it for himself, he's over the Yisamila. So mashma what? That he's using the shekel for himself. It's not the pshat he's giving my shekel to the Beis HaMikdash, but he's using it for himself. For the Gemara, why is it called he's using it for himself? The kash ilu ha-goynev ve'losa shechaveroi. Let's say I steal somebody else's korban oila. Reuven had a korban oila, and now Shimon steals it and brings it to the Kayan and tells the Kayan, here's a korban oila, go bring it. Now the Kayan usually brings a korban oila for wherever it is, for wherever the Bailam is. V'shachot to stam, let's say the Kayan shechs it stam, is shachot to stam, stam ulerlu shem Bailam or shernim mechaperis? Don't we say that minastam means the Kayan is shechting for who the real Bailam is? So since the real owner was his korban oila, he has his kapara. So even though somebody stole it from him, so what? The kapara goes to the original Bailam. So according to Kashi here also, if I give my shekel to my friend to pay for me, when he gives the shekel, lamaisa, the shekel now is my money. So the chura amakai my mitzvah. So this person should not be over the estimilim at all. Like he didn't do anything with my money. It kafarat is still my mitzvah. It says, "Him came hakinami gabishvalim kishenit nulishcha ena nikra shekel shemihu." When you put the shekel into the lishka, into this big room, we don't know who it's coming from. Vunit from stam. Later, when the kanim go and take out a truma, take out a bucket full from here, they use the money stam means l'shein mishu. Whoever this money belonged to, for you will be mekayim the mitzvah. V'chayzer hashekel abaylam orishainim. V'lo miyechayev korban mila. So why is the second person not chayev korban mila? It was never yotze. It was never moil. The money went for the first baylam. And to the Gemara, Amar Reb Yudin, Tiftra, I'll answer you, the Misuyim. We're talking about now when the second person used the shekel, Misuyim means we know that it was done for himself. And when the Kohen later takes out the Truma, he takes it out for that person and not for the first person. What does Misuyim mean? Moshal is a Moshalite, based from the Gamliyam. Shoyim Mischavin, they had Kavono, Vedoich Vedotecha Kupam. They would push themselves and put the money into the Kupam. In other words, the people there would see that this money came from Beis Rabbi Gamliel. Here also, we're talking about now the friend took this money and put it into the lishka in a manner that the Kohen there knew that it's your Basta Shekel. So they thought that the money is for you and they're bringing it for you. So that's called mo, because you're using somebody else's Basta Shekel. The Mislim, he says, Korban Eidah, Shenikir, we could tell. For Yadua Shul Shen, he belongs to the other one, belongs to the second one. The Iri Shaasa Kamai Shaasa Shabesingam Leal, they did like it said by Besingam Leal. They pushed their way through and they threw it there and they knew it was them. So therefore, it doesn't go for the first one, for the real Bailam, but it goes for the second one. Therefore, he's over the Yisamila. The Chosh Leimer for the Marakasha, Shema Lishurayim Hei Neuflim. The Maraporach, the Mephora says, The Chosh Leimer. Lomahu may be korban mila. Why does this second person have to be korban mila? Dilma loy nikne behema mishekel ze el nisaisa bekupa hagadela vein shirayim halishcha. In other words, saying that when people brought the master shekel, they brought it into the base of Migdash into a special room. It was called the lishcha. This room and all the master shekel. Now, not all that money was used for the kavanas. The Bezdin went and took out a truma, means they took a bucket full of shkolim from this room out. Three times a year we had before, on Pesach, on Shavuos, and on Sukkot, and they took out the money and used it to buy kabonis. But the leftover money was used for something else. So maybe the shekel that this person put in there wasn't used to buy the behemoth.
So why do we say in the Mishnah it's chayav a korban milah? Because when they buy the animal, you're making the money go to chulin. Maybe they didn't use your shekel to buy the animal. So how do we know vadi chayav a korban milah? Maybe the shekel you put in there is still in there. It wasn't yosel chulin at all. V'chifadimor v'chiyesh milah b'shurayim. Ella, you want to tell me Rav Meir? So Rav Meir, why am I meilim b'shurayim? Enchlam, Rav Meir says yes, there is an issur milah on shurayim. But other man the yomim say no, there's no issur milah on the shurayim. So according to those man the yomim, should be shver al mishnah. And the Gemara oid hibe mesuyim shabesham gamliel shayim eschavim v'terem l'shmoi. No, the terrorist is like we just got finished saying. We're talking about now when this person put the shekel in the lishcha, he did it in a manner that we recognize it was this shekel. Like Beisham Gamliel, they pushed away there and they threw it there. So it was Nikir, it was their shekel. And we're talking about now Enoch Nami. We know for sure when the Bezdin made the Truma and took out the Master Shekel to buy Kabonis, they took his shekel. But since they took his shekel, therefore it's called, he was Meitzel Chulin, therefore he's over the Yisamila. For the Gemara, my name, what kind of law are you having here? Omer Avavim, Yishem Rabbonin, the Tamon, Mechivin, Shebezdin, Ruin Lamashkin, Volei Mashkonoi, Kemoshinen, like in the Reisha. Since really, if you don't pay the Master Shekel, we take a Mashkin away from you. But now that you're claiming that this is your Master Shekel, you're potter from the Mashkin, they won't take away your pledge from you. So therefore, you're saving yourself that you're keeping the pledge in your Rishus. That's called you having a Noah from Hegdish. Fight the Meister Sheni. If you give Meister Sheni for the Master Shekel, you have to be pointed to the Meister Sheni. The Pasuk says,
yeah, this is a Pasuk by a Bechor, that the Pasuk of Vayikra says, Ach Bechor Asher Yevukar LaShem, the Behema, is Lo Yaktish Is Oisai. Now, it's a Behema that's a Bechor, you can't give it any other Kedusha. So we dash in from this Pasuk that, Kol Shu Kedush, anything that has some Kedusha on it, Ain Kedusha Chal Olav. You can't give it a second Kedusha. Like once it has other karbonis to it, or it has the hegdish, a kedusha of a bechor, you can't give it up the other hegdish. Here also, if this money first had a kedusha's maaseh sheni on it, so you can't now make it for a matzah shekel. Therefore, Ketzer the wise said, what do you have to do now? You already gave this money of maaseh sheni to the gizba b'teras matzah shekel. Is maybe seller shechulin? Bring now another seller that's just chulin, a regular money. The Omer and say like this: Moyes maaseh sheni b'chol mokim shein. The money that was Maiseh Sheni, wherever it is, even though it's by the Gizba now, Yehei Mechulolon, it should become Chulun, it should go out without Kedusha. Al Sela Zu, where should the Kedusha go? On this Sela, this coin that I have here right now. The Yoisa Sela Nitfas the Shein Maiseh Sheni, therefore the coin you have here right now, this coin becomes Maiseh Sheni. The Yashar Nasu Shcholim, and the other ones, the Moyesor Rishonim, that you already gave to the Gizba, the Shein Maiseh Shekel, that is chulin now, because you appointed the Kedusha off it. Memela now, it becomes Machsa Shekel. And know what the same thing is by Kedusha Shrias. You have to be appointed the Kedusha Shrias on other money. Therefore, the original money, the Kedusha goes off it. Therefore, it could remain to be the Machsa Shekel. All right, we'll stop here.